CE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump went 1-for-2 Tuesday in his legal cases. Florida federal judge Eileen Cannon temporarily blocking the public release of special counsel Jack Smith's final report in the classified documents case. Here in New York City,
a legal blow for Donald Trump. A New York appeals judge denying his request to delay his criminal sentencing, set for Friday. Judge Ellen Gesmer rejecting Trump's claim that the case should be delayed because of presidential immunity.
ABC's Olivia Rubin. 30,000 residents of Los Angeles' Pacific Palisades neighborhood are under evacuation orders from a fast-moving, wind-driven wildfire. More than 13,000 homes and other structures are threatened, and California Governor Gavin Newsom says some have been destroyed. Las Vegas investigators say New Year's Day truck bomber Matthew Leivelsberger used artificial intelligence, including ChatGPT, to help plot out the attack. This is ABC News. A grisly discovery in Florida. Two people found in one of the landing gear compartments of a jetliner.
JetBlue Flight 1801 took off from New York's JFK Airport last night for a 3-hour, 21-minute trip to Fort Lauderdale. But during a post-flight inspection of the twin-engine Airbus,
the gate technician in the landing gear area noticed two males.
The dispatch audio from Broadcastify.
They are not moving in the landing gear area.
JetBlue says it's trying to determine how and why the unidentified men got into the wheel well. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Former President Carter's earthly remains arrived at the U.S. Capitol and is now lying in state in a welcoming ceremony. Incoming Senate Majority Leader John Thune hailed Carter's post-presidential life. Mr. Carter's funeral in Washington, D.C. is set for this Thursday. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
It is our 1-year anniversary here on Matt and Air on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Marquette wins again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a comeback win in Milwaukee over the Georgetown Hoyas. Final score 74-66. Head coach Shaka Smart.
We get down 14. We're not shooting the ball well. The zone stymied us to some extent. It would have been easy for us to get bummed out. And I thought our guys did a great job collecting each other, helping each other. Have the spirit that we needed to have to win the game.
NBA, the Bucks host the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Fiserv Forum. Former Marquette star Jimmy Butler says he wants out of Miami, but doesn't want the Heat to trade him to Milwaukee. NFL wildcard playoffs this weekend, the Packers and the Eagles Sunday at 3:30. Matt LaFleur on one of the things that stands out about Philadelphia.
I just feel like the defense is, I mean, they're humming right now. It's a very talented defense. You can tell that they've got everybody on the same page. They got superstars on every level of the defense.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Demi Moore is getting rave reviews regarding her acceptance speech for her Best Actress Golden Globe. Moore won for her role in the film The Substance. She says the Golden Globe was the first award she had ever won for acting in her 45-year career. The actress says she was at a low point in her career when what she called an absolutely bonkers script came across her desk. She agreed to do the role, and the rest is, as they say, history. The holidays continue for Zendaya and Tom Holland. The couple, who have been dating since 2021, are reported to be engaged, according to TMZ. The couple shared the screen Wolverine in 3 Spider-Man films, but typically do not walk the red carpet together. Holland says he was not with his fiance at the Golden Globes, so she could enjoy her moment. Zendaya was nominated in the Best Actress category for the film Challengers. I think they will each make a great first spouse. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, gradual clearing taking place as temperatures drop to the mid-single digits. Light winds across the area. Wednesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies and a few of those clouds yielding a few flurries. High temperatures close to the 20-degree mark. Currently 8 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, still concerned about the high price of groceries. We'll talk about Trump tariffs with Darren Von Ruden with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. That's all on the way. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very, very busy show for you today. Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio will be joining us at 10:30. We're going to talk about the Wisconsin legislature back at work.
For now.
Back at work in Madison for 2 whole months.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about the kind of difference in tone, shall we say, between the two sides, Republicans and Democrats. And then we're also going to talk with Pat about outlooks for Wisconsin's population going forward.
Yes.
People just don't move here.
No, and they don't stay here.
And they don't stay here. That's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Especially going forward. So that will be coming up in the next half hour, in hour number 2 after the 11 o'clock news, the IRS and you.
Yes.
Some interesting things going on with the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
The extra funding that President Biden supplied the IRS, which actually worked out to quite a bit of money.
Lots of money.
Lots of money from people who had not been paying their taxes.
Yeah.
That seems to me like a good thing, but some disagree. We'll kick that around after 11 o'clock. 11:30, we'll lighten it up with snow blowing with Greg. A new feature.
Oh, this doesn't feel like pressure.
Snow blowing with Greg. That's at 11:33. And as we always do, we will wrap up the show with this shouldn't be a thing. Excuse me. Today it's the chickens and cocaine edition.
Oh, chickens and cocaine edition.
Chickens and cocaine edition. You will want to stick around for that. That's how we wrap up the show every day. And if you have a thing that you think should not be, as always, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Use the same email if there's something going on in your community that you would like us to spotlight.
Yeah.
Maybe a great guest that you think we should feature on the show. So let us know. Jane Says, JaneSays, at civicmedia.us. Wanted to start off, though, with Mark Zuckerberg.
Zucks,
head of Meta, which owns, of course, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. Zuckmeister announcing sweeping changes to social internets in line with the desires of the incoming president.
Well, he didn't say that, of course.
Of course not.
Excuse me.
But he's given him $1 million for the inauguration, right?
Well, him and Jeff Bezos and Larry Tim Cook. And
nobody wants favors, though. It's all
nobody
good.
Wants favors.
It's all fine.
Nobody wants the government knocking on their doors doing any investigations. At least
those guys.
Yeah. So
yeah, we don't want that.
Not at all. Not one bit.
We do have some sound from Mr. Zuckerberg.
Yeah, we do. He put up a video saying exactly what Meta was going to be doing specifically in the United States.
regarding fact checking.
It's 5 points. We're gonna play it, and we're gonna listen and talk a little.
Yeah, well, we'll listen and break it down. Calvin, let's start with this clip from Mark Zuckerberg, please.
Hey everyone, I want to talk about something important today.
Okay.
Because it's time to get back to our roots around free expression on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
I started building social media to give people a voice.
Wait, stop.
I gave a speech at
Georgetown. Stop it, Calvin. Stop it right there. Mark, you started social media. You started Facebook to get back at a woman who rejected you.
Yeah.
That's why you started Facebook.
I don't remember ever hearing anything about like the importance of free speech.
No.
In the roots, in the early days of the Facebook back at Harvard.
Yeah. If you've never watched the movie Social Media.
Social Network. Yeah.
I suggest you do that.
Yep.
Mark Zuckerberg was rejected by a girl in college. He took it really well.
Oh, when you're really, really smart and you can code, it always works out.
So it was essentially, he set up a way to rate women at Harvard. To make this woman who rejected him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So essentially, that was the beginning of all of this. Don't let him tell you otherwise that he did this for the social good. That's a bunch of hooey.
I always thought this whole endeavor was rooted in the First Amendment.
Altruism
of free speech. Mm. My mistake. Calvin?
I believe this today. But a lot has happened over the last several years.
Yeah.
There's been widespread debate about potential harms from online content. Governments and legacy media have pushed to censor more and more. A lot of this is clearly political, but there's also a lot of legitimately bad stuff out there. Drugs, terrorism, child exploitation.
Those are all bad.
These are things that we take very seriously,
okay.
And I want to make sure that we handle responsibly.
Okay.
So we built a lot of complex systems to moderate content.
Huh.
But the problem with complex systems is they make mistakes. Even if they accidentally censor just 1% of posts, that's millions of people. And we've reached a point where it's just too many mistakes and too much censorship. The recent elections also feel like a cultural tipping point towards once again prioritizing speech.
There it is.
So we're going to get back to our roots and focus on reducing mistakes, simplifying our policies, and restoring free expression on our platform.
Stop that, Calvin. Okay. We're going to...
Lots happening there.
We're going to restore free speech by essentially getting rid of fact checkers, getting rid of experts.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. That's part of the 5-point plan.
Okay.
But what he was saying right there was just this general notion that you built these systems to keep people honest and they have failed. And instead of fixing those failures or tweaking those failures, you're just going to say,
we're gonna blow it all up.
It's too much. It's just too much to deal with. So, Mark is going to announce his 5-point plan to replace these complex things that he's definitely, as a company, didn't have to do out of political pressure because his website was chiefly responsible for spreading some of the worst mis and disinformation regarding the 2020 election. Nothing to do with that.
That was not related at all.
Not one bit.
Not even close.
Yeah, Calvin, can you play some more?
Specifically, here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
First, we're going to get rid of fact checkers and replace them with community notes similar to X, starting in the U.S. After Trump first got elected in 2016, the legacy media wrote nonstop about how misinformation was a threat to democracy.
It is.
We tried in good faith to address those concerns without becoming the arbiters of truth. But the fact checkers have just been too politically biased and have destroyed more trust than they've created, especially in the U.S. So over the next couple of months, we're going to phase in a more comprehensive community notes system.
Okay.
Second.
All right.
We're going to simplify our content policy.
So let me get, also once again, let me get this straight. Fact checkers are politically biased in their telling the truth, or at least...
They're biased.
They're biased in there.
They're biased to facts.
2 + 2 = 5. Oh, it's actually 4. How dare you with your political...
It's my opinion. It's free speech.
Your political agenda.
What I find interesting is that he's concerned that their fact checkers were wrong.
Yeah.
So you're going to turn it over to the community.
Yes.
Which has no oversight.
None.
So people can post whatever they want, And we have to accept that as fact.
Well, and the thing is if you look at Twitter right now, when the community notes go up, it's your post with community notes underneath.
Yes.
That doesn't do anything. It just says, hey, this is what we believe is to be true. And people can, it doesn't take it down. It can be harmful information and then community notes underneath it, which doesn't matter in the long run anyways. It doesn't take the material down. It doesn't change the message. And people can just completely view what's going on here on social media. Community notes does nothing. And this whole fact checkers thing, they just recently hired a new guy named Joel Kaplan as their chief global affairs officer, who is a Republican with deep ties to Trump.
Of course.
He says, we went to independent third-party fact checkers. It has become clear that it's too political and they're biased. They're going to do away with that. Instead of going to so-called experts, these are companies they hired to help keep themselves in the clear with facts.
Yeah.
So-called experts? These are experts.
These are experts.
These are people paid to make sure that you are keeping on the up and up. But we don't need those anymore. Because they're politically motivated,
exactly.
Jane.
Facts are apparently, we can't, facts are in dispute, Greg.
Yes.
Facts are in dispute.
Now, your facts are different than my facts.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Gavin, let's continue for hearing from Mark Zuckerberg, please.
System. Second, we're going to simplify our content policies and get rid of a bunch of restrictions on topics like immigration and gender that are just out of touch with mainstream discourse.
Huh.
What started as a movement to be more inclusive has increasingly been used to shut down opinions and shut out people with different ideas, and it's gone too far. So I want to make sure that people can share their beliefs and experiences on our platforms.
Stop it, Kevin. Great. Yeah. Let's have more free-flowing insults and horrible...
He's using all the buzzwords, Jane. He's using all of legacy media, Experts.
Can't trust them.
We're talking about, he just used immigration and gender. Those are big hot topics. I mean, just say what you're going to do. You're going to allow it to continue. You're going to allow it to be what it was in 2019.
A sewer,
a hellscape where anyone can say what they want. It's going to be the Wild West, and you are taking the guardrails off, which you put on. Not by choice, by the way. This was not, Facebook was never the arbiters of truth. That was never their plan. Their plan was to make money.
Absolutely.
And they've been doing it hand over fist. It's when the government came in and said, hey, can you stop these Russian people getting into your system and influencing our free elections? And now he's all, the Biden administration is getting in our way of having fun. No, they're trying to just make sure that, I don't know, your website wasn't a cesspool of lies.
Well, think about all the vaccine disinformation.
Oh, God.
Think about all the people who died because they believed they could gargle with Listerine. Thank you, Ron Johnson.
Well,
or take ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine.
Well, thank you to Facebook. Now, if you are a transgender person trying to live your truth, Facebook will allow anyone to say what they want to you.
Yeah, it's going to be awful.
Yeah.
It's going to be just awful. If you would like to join us, chime in on this. 855-752-4842. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
They produced yacht rock hits that defined an era. It's Ambrosia.
Your biggest part of me.
With special guest John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Soft rock that rocked the yacht. It's Ambrosia and John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal could cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Buck, and our resident young person, Calvin, on the board, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, if you would like to stay up to date with news in your community, our Civic Media News team does a really great job curating things for every community where we have a station. Check out Civic Media's Local News Roundup podcasts. You can check them out on our Civic Media website at civicmedia.us, or you can subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's wonderful.
You can also subscribe to this very program.
Oh my gosh. I wonder how I think what they need to do is they need to go to their favorite podcast distribution center of choice.
Yes.
They're going to go and look us up, Matt and Air on Air. I know it's Matt and Air on Air. You can look up the name. And you will find us. We release 2 episodes a day. So you get the entire show, and you can subscribe to that, and then it will automatically download to your phone or device. But then also, while you're listening to us, drop us a review.
That would really help.
When you drop reviews, when you drop those 5-star reviews, that will push the show up in search engines. That will push us up in the charts. I'm not going to try to get to the top of charts of anything right now in my life, but it definitely does help. Now,
with the spelling of my name, that would be quite something.
Correct. And if you do, of course, you know, I don't want to force you into give us a 5-star review. If we deserve it, and I think we do, give us a 5-star review. If we get anything less, 4 stars or less, feel free to send any questions, concerns, complaints to, and get a pen and write this down. This is calvin.benasty.spicyboy@angelfire.meta/myspace.us.
Perfectly simple. That's where all the complaints go,
that's
right, Calvin?
That's where all those emails go, Calvin? That's it.
Yeah, he's thumbs up. Thumbs up from Calvinator there. Okay. We were talking before we went to the break about Mark Zuckerberg, head of Meta and Facebook and Instagram and Threads.
Threads.
Announcing yesterday they're making changes. They're getting rid of the experts. We don't need those stinking experts anymore.
So-called experts.
We're gonna allow the community to fact-check things going forward. What could possibly go wrong?
No, nothing, Jane.
Nothing. I do think it's important to point out that Meta is facing an antitrust trial in April.
Or at least for the next 13 days.
Well, there's that. The company has lots of other business before the U.S. government. The incoming president once threatened to send Zuckerberg to prison for the rest of his life. His announcements yesterday almost seemed addressed directly to Donald Trump, especially since Meta gave the exclusive to Fox and Friends, one of Trump's favorite shows.
And, I mean, let's just repeat ourselves. He did give $1 million to the inauguration fund. Mm-hmm. He was at Mar-a-Lago having dinner.
Well, you gotta kiss the ring.
You can't
get anything if you don't kiss the ring.
True. That Joel Kaplan guy, who's now their chief global officer, deep ties in the Republican Party. I mean, he's becoming the tech version of an alpha bro. You know, I mean, if you watch the video, if you look at his hands, you can see all the dents and welts on his knuckles from all the jujitsu and MMA he's doing now because he's a tough guy.
Well, which leads me to my next. Zuckerberg has added UFC boss and Trump ally Dana White to Meta's board.
Just come on.
Apparently,
man.
Zuckerberg and White bonded over their passion for professional fighting. Okay. Yes, Mark Zuckerberg, you are so alpha. You make me swoon.
You and Elon Musk there, just tough men.
Tony,
free speech warriors.
Tony on the live stream says Meta currently limits the reach of all political or news content, actually making it easier for people to tune out politics and stay uninformed. The change could actually help get left-leaning content in feeds. Why?
Mark takes care of that in the speech. One of his points. He says, we don't have to play it now, but he says people were getting stressed out from the politics. So we took down the politics. We ramped it down a little bit. Well, they're coming back. So politics will back in your feed. Now, granted, Tony's right. It could be left-leaning, but let's be honest here. With everything he's doing, with everything Mark Zuckerberg's saying, if they're going to crank up the ability to see politics, it's going to be like X, where you're going to see a bunch of yahoos on your feed that you don't subscribe to, you don't want, and they're going to be saying some of the most disgusting, unhinged junk because there are no guardrails. Oh, there are community notes? Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, wow. What a protector. I just feel badly for all the people who are going to get targeted with... I mean, if you're not on Twitter and if you haven't been on Twitter, I don't think you appreciate the amount of toxicity and how completely free people feel to insult people in the most vulgar ways.
Oh, yeah. And one of the other things before we go to break is he said that their censorship team, or the team that deals with censoring, is now being moved from California to Texas.
Because
over the pandemic, everyone in California who hated being told boo, they were like, I'm going to Texas. I'm going to Austin. That's where Joe Rogan lives. So now they're going to go to Texas, where Elon's moving all of his stuff to.
Right.
Because it's free there. It's freedom, Jane.
Well, good luck retaining your female employees, Meta, if you're going to be moving to Texas. Although maybe that's the goal.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that's the goal. We need to get rid of that pesky female workforce. Calvin?
Well, what I find interesting about the move to Texas and Austin specifically is I'm fairly certain that people within Texas and across the South at large view Austin as the liberal cesspool of Texas.
Absolutely.
So it's peculiar that they want to get rid of liberalism, but then they go to the most liberal place
in Texas.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And my friend who lives in Texas, who lives in Austin, he said, they've brought that poison to their town.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
It's now becoming this really gross place to be.
That's too bad. Austin's a great city.
Mm-hmm.
We have news coming up next when we return. He's the host of Up North News Radio. Pat Kreitlow will be with us. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE. ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump went 1-for-2 Tuesday in his legal cases. Florida federal judge Eileen Cannon temporarily blocking the public release of special counsel Jack Smith's final report in the classified documents case. Here in New York City,
a legal blow for Donald Trump. A New York appeals judge denying his request to delay his criminal sentencing set for Friday. Judge Ellen Gesmer rejecting Trump's claim that the case should be delayed because of presidential immunity.
ABC's Olivia Rubin. 30,000 residents of Los Angeles' Pacific Palisades neighborhood are under evacuation orders from a fast-moving, wind-driven wildfire. More than 13,000 homes and other structures are threatened, and California Governor Gavin Newsom says some have been destroyed. Las Vegas investigators say New Year's Day truck bomber Matthew Leivelsberger used artificial intelligence, including ChatGPT, to help plot out the attack. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Marquette wins again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a comeback win in Milwaukee over the Georgetown Hoyas. Final score 74-66. Head coach Shaka Smart.
We get down 14. We're not shooting the ball well. The zone stymied us to some extent. It would have been easy for us to get bummed out, and I thought our guys did a great job collecting each other, helping each other. Have the spirit that we needed to have to win the game.
NBA, the Bucks host the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Five Sir Forum. Former Marquette star Jimmy Butler says he wants out of Miami, but doesn't want the Heat to trade him to Milwaukee. NFL wildcard playoffs this weekend, the Packers and the Eagles Sunday at 3:30. Matt LaFleur on one of the things that stands out about Philadelphia.
I just feel like the defense is, I mean, they're humming right now. It's a very talented defense. You can tell that they've got everybody on the same page. They got superstars on every level of the defense.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Golden Globes kicked off award season Sunday night. It was good news for the entertainment world as ratings were up across the board, including broadcast TV, social media, and streaming, despite the fact that the Globes were up against Sunday Night Football. Network TV reported that ratings were up 50% from the broadcast in 2023. The ceremony also produced 40 million social media impressions, which were more than the 2024 Oscars and Grammys had combined. Streaming ratings were up 9%. Post Malone performed with Beyonce during the NFL halftime show on Christmas Day in Houston. The night before, he was hanging at a bar called The Rail Yard with Shaboozy. That was a fun sentence to say. Malone met bartender Renee Brown, a single mom upset that she was working Christmas Eve for the first time instead of home making cookies and watching Christmas movies with her 9-year-old daughter. Her night picked up when Malone left her a $20,000 tip. Being more than 15% is so gauche. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, gradual clearing taking place as temperatures drop to the mid-single digits. Light winds across the area. Wednesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies and a few of those clouds yielding a few flurries. High temperatures close to the 20-degree mark. Right now, it's 7.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, comedian Tim Cavanaugh joins me to discuss his upcoming show in Port Washington. Then TV's Mike Siegel and I discuss high school dance music. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
morning. Welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Cal B coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And you can also text directly via the Civic Media app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, go to wherever you get your apps and look for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C. Download the Civic Media app. It is absolutely free. That gives you the opportunity to listen to all of our stations all across the network, all across the state. So do it today. You won't regret it. What did we say initially? It could, but probably won't change the course of your entire life, but it shouldn't make it worse. I like that as a selling point.
That's great. I like that.
That's not Ben. He joins us now from Up North News Radio. You can catch him weekday mornings, early shift, 6 to 8 a.m. Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Doing great. How are you out there?
We are good. Greg was just saying how nice it is to see you with light coming out of your window there.
It's something I always have to get used to, having a south-facing window. Is, you know, when the sun is finally up and shining here, I get completely washed out, he said, on this radio show, so it shouldn't matter. But for those folks who are watching and they're going, what happened to him? He still hasn't kept his New Year's resolution from a year ago to paint the walls.
It looks fine.
It looks great.
It's perfectly fine. I just wanted to change it. It's been like this for many years. And so I want to put, like, you know, I didn't have these walls painted yellow ever way back when, with thought that a video feed of a radio show would be done here. So
I appreciate that.
We're going to change things up a little bit eventually. It's on the honey-do list for the house.
Well, yeah, like number 7. Don't worry about it. You'll get around to it eventually.
Well, the lake steps got to come for. The lake steps are like 30 years old and starting to, you know, they shouldn't become a safety hazard. So we're working on that.
Start with that.
Yeah.
Yes. If I can't get to the pontoon, then all else is lost.
Well, then why even be on a lake?
Why bother living in Wisconsin?
Exactly.
Yes.
Wanted to start off, Pat, with, and I heard you guys talking about this a little bit earlier this morning when I was on my way in, about the Wisconsin legislature back at work after a 10-month vacation. Everybody back in Madison as of yesterday for what, the next 2 months?
After a 300-day vacation, exactly 300 days.
It's exhausting.
I know. They must be exhausted getting all that taxpayer salary all this time to do so very little.
Yeah.
And now they're back picking up right where they left off. Look, the first day of a legislative session is supposed to be an outlier. It's as close to kumbaya as you get.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, we're all here. We're all honored to be public servants. Let's work together, et cetera, et cetera. And instead, both Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly, and Devin Lemahue, the Republican Majority Leader in the State Senate, gave speeches that really would have been better located in a Republican convention or any other partisan function in their just unbridled attacks on, you know, liberal ideas and Governor Evers and, you know, they didn't sound exactly like, you know, Zuckerberg and the others who sound like, you know, cartoon supervillains out there. I love Zuckerberg going, you know, fact checkers destroy more trust. Like, that's the kind of thing a villain says. Yeah. It wasn't quite to that level, but it was very much in keeping with, above all else, we are going to honor the almighty dollar. And we're not going to spend that dollar on filling potholes or educating the kids.
Nope. No,
we got a tax code to send it to. And we all know who benefits most from the tax code, you know, when Robin Voss and Devin Lemahue are in charge.
I think, Pat, that they just can't grasp the fact that they lost some seats. I think they're still kind of ticked off about that and really, really irritated. Those silly Wisconsin residents, what did they do when we weren't there to corral them? And they just went crazy.
Right. And it's very much a fake it till you make it thing that they don't want to show any weakness, because if they feel like if they do, then it will be that much easier for, you know, the 4 to 6 Republicans in the Assembly who could, if they wanted to, vote with Democrats and get some things done so they can go home and say to the voters, look, we actually did something bipartisan here, because they're going to have tougher elections thanks to fair maps. They can no longer have, you know, just the arrogance of saying, well, we're always going to be in the majority no matter what, so we'll do whatever the heck we please.
Yep.
Now we actually have lawmakers on the Republican side saying, I should actually look like I'm getting something done here.
Wouldn't it be nice to be able to go back to the people who voted me in and say, yes, we did this for you? What a novel concept for elected officials.
You know, the last session around, Republicans sent three different tax cut plans to Governor Evers, which he vetoed or partially signed to some extent. But all three of them were geared toward the highest or among the highest tax brackets. And Governor Evers was saying, look, everybody making under $100,000 a year should get a tax cut. Imagine being that Republican in a swing district who can go home and say, you know, before I got to Madison, my fellow Republicans were just taking care of the people with seven-figure salaries. You send a Republican like me to Madison, and I got tax cuts for everybody in my district who makes under $100,000. That person would be an absolute hero.
Yeah. But unfortunately, that's not how it works. They say, we'll give tax cuts for the rich, and then all of you people underneath, you'll eventually feel the ripple effect.
Do people still believe that trickle-down works? It's only been 40 years.
Well, you never hear them mention it, and they don't talk about it trickling down anymore. They really are much more brazen about just the fact that these are the wealthy people that, you know, they need to take care of because they take care of their campaign coffers. They have this attitude that if you are wealthy, you must be smarter than everybody else when it comes to everything else. And of course, that's not true at all. But in the system that we have set up right now, where, you know, with Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg all feel like they have to kiss up to the incoming president.
Yep.
I mean, that just tells you they feel like they can get away with pretending to be the smartest men in any room they walk into.
I don't understand why we attribute so many personality traits to people who are rich. There is just the assumption, like you said, Pat, that just because you're wealthy, you are more intelligent, you are better, and you are good. There's this... If you're rich, you must be a good person. The two have nothing to do with each other. Not at all.
Not at all. When my mom was a single mom raising four of us kids, and to get off of welfare, she started working, you know, the overnight shift at a truck stop waiting tables, and I would watch my younger siblings. And then she'd get a better job at a better restaurant and a better restaurant, and then finally a supper club, and then a country club. And it was that exposure to country clubs that really, hearing from her, informed my thinking about there's such a difference between the ones who are really wealthy, but they're also very benevolent, that kind. They know how they got there. They didn't forget their roots, versus the people who, again, think they're the smartest person. And if they stiff you on a tip, it's because I'm teaching you a lesson or, you know, something along those lines. And so nobody should paint with a broad brush that wealth equals anything other than wealth. Nothing else.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
We were talking about the Wisconsin legislature back at work yesterday for a whole 2 months. Well, we'll see. New Senate President Mary Felskowski, who is a Republican, noted that she is only the second woman to hold the chamber's gavel and said she will represent northern and rural Wisconsin. Quote, in this time of sensationalized politics and 30-second Twitter clips, true debate on the Senate floor is needed more than ever. From this chair, I will ensure the right of the minority to be heard as they argue their case, while at the same time ensuring the will of the majority still reigns true.
I was going to say, does that mean that there will be no gavel in, gavel out?
That kind of seems to infer.
Yeah.
I almost feel like Senator Tim Carpenter should try to test this right from the get-go, because he is the one most frequently at the end of a session when Republicans are trying to gavel out debate. He's the one who will raise a ruckus and say, no, we are not done yet. We are here. The minority must be heard. And usually the Democrats are gaveled out. So I think that this should be tested right away. The other part of Senator Felskowski's remarks that really struck me was when she said something along the lines of, the highest order is to be good stewards of the taxpayer dollar. Again, it's that worship of the dollar. Mm-hmm. No, the higher calling is to take those taxpayer dollars that we provide in exchange for the many good and beneficial things that government does, and be good stewards of that, be good stewards of our education, of our roads, of our environment, of everything that would make people want to move here. And instead, by worshiping tax cuts and not investing in public service, they are driving people out of Wisconsin. They've been driving away our best and brightest for, ever since Scott Walker came on the scene in 2010. And I mean, it's been good if you're into building big apartment complexes in big cities, but it hasn't been very beneficial anywhere else in the state.
I mean, it's also great if you're building tons and tons of million square foot warehouses all up and down I-94, which where I live, I mean, they're constantly in construction now, constantly building these gigantic structures that don't really have any other purpose but housing something, not a business, but maybe a couple companies. But the one that they just built right off my exit, it's been empty for a year. Still got a sign. Million square feet.
Yeah, a million square feet.
A million square feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pat Kreitlow is our guest from Up North News Radio, and we're talking about our so industrious legislature back at work yesterday for at least a couple of months. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, another Republican, said, as you mentioned, Pat, Republicans will prioritize tax cuts and limiting the size of government. Outside forces will try to knock us off that path and push us toward failed liberal policies, higher taxes, bloated government, multi-billion dollar deficits. They will fail.
Here again, though, is there's a lot of bluster involved here, because the Senate Republicans and the Assembly Republicans do not necessarily, think alike and act alike. And the same goes for Senate Dems and Assembly Dems, but they're not in the majority right now. And again, because of these narrower majorities, thanks to fair maps, if one or two of Senator LeMahieu's caucus members think that a bill is too extreme, they can put the brakes on it. I've been in these caucus rooms where senators will say, nope, that's not going to work for me. And it frustrates everybody else in the room, but they've got their vote and they can withhold that vote. So this is Devin LeMahieu again, who, by the way, continues to want a flat tax, which, again, only benefits millionaires and billionaires. This is his way of saying, again, I want to focus on nothing but tax cuts. But if something comes up that looks a bit more balanced and beneficial to people in, some senator's district someplace, we may see contention not on the level of, the dysfunction of Republicans in the U.S. House, for example, but we may not necessarily see as much unity as we have in the past.
Well, that would be really refreshing. I'll send flowers. I think that would really be something.
Honest debate is something that absolutely we always welcome. But the whole thing of that shrinking government, I guess he has not spoken to Robin Voss, who wants to create a whole new department.
Goat.
That's going to be like Doge and shrink government by expanding government. I don't know. But that's how they do it. They say we're going to shrink government, but they never really do.
No, they never really do. But Robin Voss, also big about accountability. Yeah, what about how many millions of dollars do Wisconsin taxpayers shell out for that bogus election?
Michael Gableman's
investigation. Yeah, all of that stuff, but that doesn't count. That's different. All right, Pat Kreitlow will be here when we return. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide, yes, we're global on the app, Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/older adults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Board Lord, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, you can call, you can text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. He's the host of Up North News Radio across Civic Media from 6 to 8 a.m. Pat Kreitlow is here. Pat, I wanted to share this that came in from Rob from Tigerton, who I know texts into your show quite a bit.
Every morning,
listening on WXCO in Wausau. Shawnee Sheriff's Office just issued this, a Wolf River Dam alert. We received notification this morning that the lead dam operator at the Balsam Row Road Dam, there was a generator failure. The dam isn't operating properly. We know so far this will lead to unstable water levels for the rest of the winter. Dam operators have been meeting, working with the DNR this morning, trying to come up with the best course of action. This will have a severe impact on ice conditions, as some days water levels will be high, some days they will be low. Please be aware if going out on the ice on the river. Local officials will keep working with local dam operators and the DNR on the best way to resolve this. Again, from the Shawnee Sheriff's Office, Wolf River Dam Alert, Balsam Row Road Dam. Notification that there was a generator failure and the dam is not operating properly. Thank you, Rob from Tigerton, for sending that in. Yeah. And be careful. I saw this over the weekend again, too, Pat, with someone else who had to be rescued.
Yep.
Going out on the ice.
If I lived in that area, I would pack up my ice fishing gear and I'd go over to Family Fair, and in the frozen foods, Mrs. Paul's would take care of me.
Just throw your line in there and see what you grab.
Rather than risk my life for dinner. Yes.
Yeah. Just please be careful. Really check. It hasn't been that cold, you guys.
No.
It really hasn't.
Cast my line
long enough.
Into the Gorton's River. All right, here we go.
All right, here we go. We wanted to kick this around with you too, Pat, from Wisconsin Public Radio this morning. Evan Casey, the author. Wisconsin's population expected to decline by nearly 200,000 people by 2050. And you had mentioned this in the earlier segment that we are not attracting people to Wisconsin. People are leaving the state.
We are attracting one type of new resident, and we should be doing more about it. It's the work from home near retirement age, folks that can spend large chunks of their year in, you know, Eagle River or, you know, somewhere on the chain of lakes in Chautauqua or whatever, and still get their work done from home. And as you build out, you know, broadband, and as you have good services and good roads, that can actually be a very good part of local economies across Wisconsin. But apart from that sector, as I mentioned before, when you're chasing away the best and brightest teachers, when you talk about abortion bans and you chase away the best and brightest doctors and everybody else who could go into healthcare, by the way, what are you going to replace that with? When you demonize migrant labor and they all end up leaving the dairy farms and more dairy farms have to close, what's your solution to that? This is such short-term thinking, these things that have been done by Republicans since they've been in the majority, that, as I mentioned, as you see these apartment towers go up and you go, where'd all these people come from that are moving to Eau Claire and Madison and places like that? Well, that is the visualization of small town Wisconsin emptying out. And then there are people who are in places like Eau Claire, Madison, and elsewhere. And as it gets closer to retirement age, you know, they see less and less reason to stay here when you have a government that is much more focused on taking care of, you know, wealthy corporations than in making sure, you know, we have a good quality of life here in the state. So none of this, frankly, is surprising given the actions of the past, you know, 15 years or so. And it's going to need some kind of a turnaround that I'm not seeing right now by our state leaders in the legislative branch.
Well, and I would think too, Pat, that one of the things that might be chasing especially older people out of Wisconsin is access to health care. Access to
it very much is.
It, yes. Right? I mean, Western Wisconsin is still struggling, and I know that there are rural areas. We have hospitals closing all over the place, and I've talked to friends of mine who are about the same age, and it's like, well, yeah, I would move to Tomahawk, but if I move to Tomahawk, where am I going to go to the hospital if I get sick?
Right. And in fact, because I know I could hear some people talking back to their radio saying, hey, wait a minute, Republican legislators are talking about tax breaks for retirees. And that's true. But again, it's always about the tax breaks, and a tax break ain't going to get you a doctor if there's not a doctor in town to be found. And it's not going to attract, you know, your kids and your adult children and your grandkids to come back either. If you're just focused on tax breaks for all these different groups, there's so much more that makes up quality of life in a state.
Well, and Greg has said many times, too, it's about investing in our state.
On yourself.
Right. When you only want to give tax cuts to the very wealthy, what about spending, again, on our schools? What about spending on childcare? Those are investments. This isn't throwing. I don't see that as throwing money away.
No, it's not. It's making those investments that we pay our taxes for. There's just so disappointing to see the number of people who say, well, I just equate taxes with theft. You know, it's like, no, this is, the price we pay for that civilized society that we want to live in. And yeah, we want it spent efficiently. But to say that we're just going to shrink government and somehow the private sector is going to take care of everything is just so short-sighted and wrong. And that's why you see studies like this.
Pat Kreitlow, catch him weekday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News Radio across Civic Media. Thank you so much, Pat. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. See ya.
News is coming up next. And when we return, the IRS and you. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project return to the show after a vacation break. We'll catch up with them. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again? Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. At the U.S. Capitol, former President Carter now lies in state.
The late president's remains were brought out from the Human Rights Center that's named for him in Atlanta, where the former Georgia governor had lain in state. The motorcade making its way to the U.S. Navy Memorial in downtown Washington. Carter's flag-draped casket was then transferred to a horse-drawn caisson and began its slow procession down Pennsylvania Avenue.
ABC's Terry Moran. September 11th, mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed won't get out from under a possible death sentence just yet. The Biden White House is petitioning a federal appeals court to reject a plea deal that would spare him the death penalty. At Boston's Logan Airport, a passenger on a JetBlue flight for Puerto Rico opened an above-wing emergency exit while the jetliner was taxiing and tried to jump out. Law enforcement officer on board stopped him, the man now in custody. This is ABC News. Court appearance here in New York City for the illegal immigrant charged with setting